Night Ode. One bright clear flame, hearth center of my world at night, I watch its moods. A single white candle, one moment a motionless monk, the next a fickle young woman looking for her lost car keys, flickering back and forth with the whims of a cool autumn breeze. Either way, the candle burns holy now, not tomorrow when markets or farms may fail, or yesterday when other calamities reign supreme. No, the candle burns holy now, centered and silent, letting the winds of the world in the coming winter bring what they may. Epithets of a Species, for David Landrum. Miraculous, mischievous, miserable. Epithets of a species placed in the order of your choice. Mischievous, miraculous, miserable. Born naked into a web of dependencies in a harsh, brutal, indifferent world. Miserable, mischievous, miraculous. Instrument of the mind, a compassionate intelligence of infinite subtlety that mirrors both itself and the whole. Miraculous, miserable, mischievous. Sole life form that till the end of time must walk the sharp knife edge of its own self-destruction. Miserable, mischievous, miraculous. The choice of epithets is our own. Chill mountains of the heart. Wind out of nowhere, rocks fracturing from high vertical cliffs, oh, chill mountains of the heart. When will I learn the ancient art of stone pine and nutcracker, of making my stash of seeds of hope, come good years and come bad? Chill mountains of the heart, steep descent into the winding waters of compassion, slow steady rise of mist in broken light, razor ridge dividing known from unknown, and unknown from unknowable. Horizon forever retreating as I come near. O sheer signal fire of peace. Pilgrim. Armies have sergeants, monks have masters. Pilgrims must go it alone. Somebody give me a name for the energy of breaking camp and heading out into the unknown. Sunsight, for Mark Simmons. Sunrise, no. Sunsight, yes. Fuller was right. Each morning the earth turns to greet the sun. We are all turning. The Muslim turns, the Christian turns. Even I turn with my religion without a name. Love is round. Love wants to come round. The performer who must sing in a space without echoes quickly cancels future engagements. Habit of photography. When all the world begins to look like a photograph, it's time to to put the camera away. Back to basics. Batteries flat, fuel low, a night wind rages, rain turning to snow. My last candle sits on a rock inside the tent I hope will hold. Thoughts I take note of in my journal, thinking about why I don't write letters anymore. I put the journal back in its waterproof bag, then put myself in a not-so-waterproof bag of feathers and blow out the candle. Oh, sleep, realm of dreams and gods, who grant all equally refuge and reprieve from the trouble we make of living in the world. Death Experience, a poem by Rainer Maria Rilke, translated from the German and read by Cliff Krieger. We know nothing of this going away that shares nothing with us. We have no reason, whether astonishment and love or hate, to display death, whom a fantastic mask of tragic lament astonishingly disfigures. Now the world is still full of roles which we play, as long as we make sure that, like it or not, death plays too, although he does not please us. When you left, a strip of reality broke upon the stage through the very opening through which you vanished. Green, true sunshine, true forest. We continue our play, picking up gestures now and then, and anxiously reciting that which was difficult to learn. But you're far away, removed out of our performance existence, sometimes overcomes us, as an awareness descending upon us of this very reality, so that for a while we play life rapturously, not thinking of any pause. Leaves. 1. Perhaps leaves fall simply to carry away all that we thought we needed to say. And perhaps trees in this way purify themselves each year, knowing that there's no thought so large that it cannot be writ upon the smooth, plain surface of but a single leaf. 2. A single maple leaf falls upon my page, marking the passage of this most liminal of seasons. Sharp north wind rising high above the sound of cold rushing water, scattering yesterday's hopes of where I'd be today, and today's thoughts of where I'd be tomorrow. 3. Conservation. Conservation is a way of dealing with nature's fundamental asymmetry, that growth is slow and destruction fast. Culture of chairs. The first person to come up with a chair had back pain. Then he gave it to the rest of us. Music. Music is the one thing humans do that makes the rest of nature jealous.